Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Catfight. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe, or else we'll catfight you.
Well, I don't, you know, catfights, there's a lot to them. This page has a lot of interesting stuff. Why don't we just get to it?
Every picture on this page is both hilarious and also looks pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, every picture on this page are women being sexualized and fighting each other. That's,
we're not going to read this whole article, unfortunately, because it's much longer than you would expect it to be.
Yeah, it's pretty long. But let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Catfight. Catfight, also girl fight, is a term for an altercation between two females, often characterized as involving scratching, shoving, slapping, choking, punching, kicking, biting, spitting, hair pulling, and shirt shredding. It can also be used to describe women insulting each other verbally or engaged in an intense competition for men, power, or occupational success. The catfight has been a staple of American news media and popular culture since the 1940s, and use of the term is often considered derogatory or belittling. Some observers argue that in its purest form, the word refers to two women, one blonde and the other a brunette, fighting each other. However, the term is not exclusively used to indicate a fight between women, and many formal definitions do not involve gender. I think that it brings context to the first picture is actually of a blonde and a brunette fighting each other. I didn't realize that was part of it.
I have never been in like a physical cat fight, but I suppose I've been in some verbal. I've witnessed one though, physical cat fight.
Actual cats or women?
Both, but I was referring to women when I was in high school.
Oh, my cats fight sometimes.
Yeah, my cats used to fight. Etymology. The term catfight was recorded by the Oxford English Dictionary as the title and subject of an 1824 mock heroic poem by Ebenezer Mack. In the United States, it was first recorded as being used to describe a fight between women in an 1854 book written by Benjamin G. Ferris, who wrote about Mormon women fighting over their shared husband. Their houses, according to Ferris, were designed to keep women as much as possible apart and prevent those terrible catfights, which sometimes occur with all the accompaniments of billingsgate, vulgar and coarse language, torn caps, and broken broomsticks. The word cat was originally a contemptuous term for either sex, but eventually came to refer to a woman considered loose or sexually promiscuous, or one regarded as spiteful, backbiting, and malicious.
Responses. Male. Catfights are often described as titillating for heterosexual men. Portrayals of catfights in cartoons, movies, and advertising often display participants as attractive with supermodel physiques, disheveled, and missing articles of clothing. And catfights are often described by media aimed primarily at men as sexy.
This is horrible. I hate this page.
Well, it is the world that we live in that brought us these things.
I hate this world that we live in.
Oh, well, too bad, I guess.
Female. Women have often been critical of the term catfight, particularly when it is used in ways that may seem to inappropriately sexualize, neutralize, or trivialize disagreements among women on serious topics.
Hey, that paragraph was about you.
Yeah.
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 Feminist historians say use of the term catfight to label female opponents goes back to 1940, when American newspapers characterized as a catfight a dispute between Claire Booth Luce and journalist Dorothy Thompson over which candidate to support in the 1940 presidential campaign. One newspaper called it, quote, a confrontation between two blonde Valkyries. And journalist Walter Winchell, upon running into Luce and Thompson at a nightclub, reportedly urged them to refrain from fighting, saying, quote,
ladies, ladies, remember, there are gentlemen present.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, dude, Walter Winchell sounds lame.
In the 1970s, the American news media began to use the term catfight to describe women's disagreements about issues related to women's rights, such as the Equal Rights Amendment. What?
A University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business survey found that both female and male observers judged female versus female conflicts to have more negative impacts on the workplace environment than conflicts that involved men.
Are you kidding me?
No, I get that. I mean, that makes sense. It's the same way where, like, when, say, Will Smith hit Chris Rock, a lot of black people were upset, including myself, because black people, like I'm saying from my own point of view, and I know this exists in the black community, are sometimes embarrassed by black on black violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you fight for equal and equitable rights for all people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. We really appreciate it here at WikiListen. Now let's get back to ladies wrestling.
Usage in popular culture. Catfights first began appearing in American popular culture in the 1950s when post-war pioneers of pornography such as Irving Claw produced film clips of women engaged in catfighting and wrestling. Claw used many models and actresses in his works, including Betty Page. The popularity of watching women fight increased in the post-war years and eventually moved into the mainstream of society. In the 1960s, catfights became popular in B-movies such as Russ Meyer's Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill, and the 1969 animated Boris Karloff movie Mad Monster Party. In the 1970s and 1980s, catfights began to make appearances in women in prison films, in roller derby, and in nighttime soap operas such as Dallas and Dynasty.
I was a kid when Dallas and Dynasty were on, and yeah, there are times where my family would just tune in because you could watch people fighting, because those shows are great, because people would get mad and they would fight and they'd kill each other and they'd have sex with each other. It was a good time.
That's pretty intense.
It was a soap opera. It was like a late night soap opera.
Huh.
Dynasty starred John Forsythe as Dynasty starred John Forsythe as an oil tycoon and patriarch of a wealthy family that lived in Denver. The show co-starred blonde Linda Evans and brunette Joan Collins. The two women had a number of fights, both verbal and physical, during the show's 9-year run on ABC. Designed to compete with Dallas, a highly popular evening drama on CBS, Dynasty's first-year ratings were unremarkable. For the second season, the producers introduced the dark-haired Collins as a foil to the blonde Evans and hoped that her, quote, persona would enhance the show's ratings, which it did. Wanting the ratings to go even higher, Douglas S. Kramer, Dynasty's producer, suggested that the two women have a, quote, knockdown, drag-out fight. Kramer, in a 2008 interview, claimed that everybody loved the catfights except Joan Collins because, quote, Linda was so much stronger than she was. Here's another quote. Dynasty upped the ante. On one side was the blonde, stay-at-home Crystal Carrington. In the other corner was the most delicious ever seen on television, the dark-haired, scheming career vixen, Alexis Carrington Colby. Crystal just wanted to make her husband happy. Alexis wanted to control the world. How could you not love a catfight between these two?
Gross.
Yo, those shows are crazy.
According to Evans, the Dynasty director's blueprint for the first fight was an outrageous catfight that she had almost a decade earlier with Stephanie Powers in the detective series McCloud, starring Dennis Weaver. The fight occurs during an argument they are having in Evans' apartment when Powers, on her way out, grabs a bottle of seltzer water and sprays down Evans. Before she reaches the door, Evans grabs Powers and the two women engage in spirited catfight, wrecking the apartment in the process. During the fight, Powers' blouse is partially torn off, exposing her black bra, a surprising level of undress for network television in that era. Evans eventually overpowers her brunette opponent and is holding her head down in a water-filled aquarium when Weaver walks in and ends the fight.
Catfights, both real and staged, are a staple of daytime television talk shows and reality television shows such as The Jerry Springer Show, The Bachelor, For Love or Money, and The Real Housewives series, where women are frequently presented as being in continual competition with each other for love and professional success. In 2009, ABC TV promoted The Bachelor with the voiceover narration, quote, "Let the cat fights begin." And reality television shows have frequently overlaid sound effects of hissing cats onto scenes featuring women arguing or competing with each other.
In 2002, an SAB Miller television commercial called Catfight featured two young, beautiful women drinking a beer in an outside cafe. Their polite conversation quickly turned into an argument about whether Miller Lite beer's best aspect was its taste or the fact that it was less filling than other beers. The argument led to a fight where one of the girls knocked the other into an adjacent pool. The women quickly lost most of their clothes and continued the fight clad in only their underwear. Before the fight came to a conclusion, the scene faded out and the viewers saw that it was a fantasy dreamed up by two men in a bar discussing what would make a great commercial. The scene would later cut to the girls stripped down to their underwear wrestling in a mud pit. An uncensored version was also filmed that included an alternate ending where the mud-covered girls fall in love and kiss. Predictably, one critic noted, the fight was blonde versus brunette. The campaign generated considerable controversy, but sales of Miller Lite subsequently declined by 3%. Then there's a quote. More than any other aspect of the catfight in today's culture, the catfight's sexually arousing potential is exploited for numerous purposes. The phenomenon of catfighting as erotic entertainment for straight men is widely documented throughout the internet, television, film, and even pornography. On numerous websites, web users are overwhelmingly presented with catfighting as highly sexual, even pornographic. So many websites act as sources of catfights as pornography that it would be hard to believe the catfight can be interpreted in any other way. Venturing onto these pages will lead a viewer to an abundance of videos and images of objectified women fighting with each other by pulling hair, scratching, and even biting each other. The interpretation of the catfight as sexy and gratifying for men is hardly uncommon on the internet. That was by Rachel Reinke, Catfight, A Feminist Analysis.
A 2019 article in the New York Times titled, "Meow, It's the End of the Catfight," pointed how the term has been slowly falling out of favor in light of the Me Too movement. Quote, "Calling any conflict between women a catfight is understood to be sexist, and the enthusiasm has generally dampened for women fighting." Notwithstanding, the author pointed out remnants remained and cited the tabloid-created feud between Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle as an example.
I always get the two of them mixed up.
I think I would too. Yeah, so there's a lot more to catfight, especially the mentions in media. They go on forever, obviously, because the media was very fond of them. So if you want to read about your favorite TV shows that you didn't know had catfights in them, but then you figure it out by reading this thing like, oh, wow, there were catfights everywhere, then check out this page, because there's a lot of them. And there's a great many number of pictures of women wrestling each other, which I'm sure you will enjoy.
Yeah, this was difficult to get through.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Catfight.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you smashed the patriarchy.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.